Heatwave deaths will rise steadily by 2080 if the globe continues to warm up. That's the finding from a new study from Monash University, which is the first study used to model predictions of future heatwave-related deaths. Deaths caused by severe heatwaves will increase dramatically in tropical and subtropical regions, followed closely by Australia, Europe and the United States. The Wire's Chris Dastour spoke with Monash Associate Professor Yuming Guo, author of the report.
The biggest concern is if people can't adapt to face a heat wave, and if government don't put any effort to mitigate climate change, there will be much increase of heat wave-related deaths in the future.
So the study says Australia could have an increase of 471% of heatwave-related deaths in the most extreme scenario. Could you explain what caused the most extreme scenario?
There is no restriction for the greenhouse gas emissions, and there is no action to reduce greenhouse gas emission.
So other places in the world as well, like Europe, Northern Europe and Northern Asia, they're not as well equipped to deal with heat waves and they're starting to face it as well. Why? What do they kind of need to do to be able to deal with heat waves better?
The government, local government and international government should help the local people to adapt to heat wave, for example, to improve their living environment and to improve their community engagement and to do and develop a health system and also develop a heat warning system for the local government, for the countries located around the equator.
What are some of the other proposed solutions from the report that you think would help mitigate this as a potential risk in the future?
Yes, there are several ways. The first way is to mitigate the climate change that is related to reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. And another way is adaptation. Adaptation has several levels. For the individual level, people should protect themselves. But for the public policy level, the government should take action to improve the health services and to reduce the poverty and also to provide resources for human.
Given that this needs to be done at an international level, how feasible is it for all of this to really come together?
Our study provides evidence, you know, if we don't do any effort to mitigate climate change or don't do any effort to adapt to heat wave, there will be increased heat wave-related deaths in the future. So the government should take some knowledge from this study to put money or funding in this area to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to do some adaptation interventions.
Monash Associate Professor Yuming Guo speaking to The Wire's Chris Dastour.